Long and Short of Pencils.
Writer Karen Anderson.
There's an old coffee mug on my desk full of pencils. Long pencils with full erasers, waiting to be selected. Short pencils with used-up erasers, waiting to be retired. But the pencils that interest me the most are the variants. The long pencils with worn-out erasers. The short pencils with unused erasers. They remind me of people I know. People who, like long pencils with worn-out erasers, don't say much, and even so, are constantly correcting themselves, second-guessing and apologizing. I want to reassure them that their contributions are valuable, that no disclaimers are necessary. Maybe they grew up with a critical parent or teacher who made them reluctant to speak their minds. I had a father like that. Maybe that's why I'm fascinated by the short pencils with unused erasers. People who never hesitate to speak up no matter what the topic, who never seem to doubt the rightness of their opinions when a review might have been beneficial. Sometimes I envy people with this much confidence to go through life without erasing anything. I reach for a pencil and select a long one with a full eraser. Starting over again.